With me on the phone now from his office, new office, relatively new office in Fort Smith, is Michael Tilley, who is the editor, publisher, and president of thecitywire.com. How are you on this Thursday?
I am well. It's a great, great crispy morning, this cool crispy morning today.
At the top of the local wire on thecitywire.com today, a not surprising but still not pleasant news about another Whirlpool vendor that is going to close up shop and leave Fort Smith. This one, Huntington Foam.
Yes, Huntington Foam. They've been here not a long time, but as you said, we hate to see anyone go. But we knew this was coming. Huntington Foam, they produce a lot of this. It's a very special. It's not just, you know, the foam you get in the when you order something from Amazon or whatever. It's a specialized type product that they wrap around refrigerators and trash compactors as they ship out. But I guess if you're looking for any good news in this, they only employ 14, around 14 now, but at one time they employed just short of 70. So, and as Whirlpool production declined, obviously their employment declined, but they'll probably be out of here May or June. And they're moving most of that production, again, not surprisingly, to the Ramos, their plant in Mexico, Ramos Arizpe plant, which is where Whirlpool has its plant that's producing most of the product that used to be produced in Fort Smith.
And when the announcement was made that Whirlpool by the middle of this year would pretty much be gone, there were expected to be some small dominoes that would follow.
Right, and we'd asked Gregory Hamilton, he's a senior economic researcher at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, to produce an impact, and he estimated, around 475 jobs would be lost from direct jobs would be lost from vendors in this area to Whirlpool, and about 80 jobs outside the Fort Smith region related to vendors, and you know those could be packaging folks, ad production, that kind of thing, accounting, some back-end operations. But, the trickle-down, we had one emailer send a response to the story and said, let the trickle-down begin. So I think this is what's happening. Although, if you remember, Fortis Plastics announced they were closing, and they announced several days before Whirlpool announced they were leaving.
Is there any way to replace these positions, these jobs?
No, sir. I talked to Mr. McLaughlin, the president of Huntington Foam. They're based in Gannett, Pennsylvania. And he said, you know, the problem is this was such a specialty product they were doing for Whirlpool that you just, you know, it doesn't apply to anything else. They were here solely because of Whirlpool. And I think that the conversion to find new customers and It's a very limited use product, and it's, like I said, it was designed and built for Whirlpool.
Now, these next two words I'm going to say are, you know, just, I say them because they're ratings gold. Bond refinancing.
Yes. Well, you hope they're ratings gold. Speaking of ratings, thankfully, the city of Fort Smith, although some people want to allege that the city finances are out of control, apparently they're not. And the markets, which sometimes can be one of the best arbiters, bought the bonds, 2% interest rates, down from a 4% interest rate on bonds that were outstanding. And the city estimates it saved a little over $1 million, about $1.1 million. And these, of course, Kyle, are to help continue work on water and sewer system projects in Fort Smith. And, you know, Fort Smith has been under an EPA order, Department of Justice order, to get its act together in terms of its water and sewer system. And so this continues to help do that. But as, you know, if anyone's refinanced a home lately, it's the same concept, you know. And then we'll have a little later this year, in March 13th, we'll have a vote. The citizens will get to vote on another extension for bonds that will help help further the work on the water and sewer systems, and could even build an aquatics park and ball fields at Ben Guerin Regional Park here in Sebastian County.
The economic slump has had its effect on post offices and postal centers, many closed, many up for closure. Now comes word from the Army Corps of Engineers that tight budgeting will mean some changes in state parks.
Yes, they're going to, you know, propose, and this had been expected. You know, they're going to close some campgrounds and parks, or reduce how much they how much of the parks they kept open. But I was surprised, Kyle, that it was 29 parks in the state. I mean, they 10 boat ramps, 13 campgrounds. I mean, it's an interesting list. Of course, you know, obviously, I'd encourage folks to come to the CityWire and look at some details about Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith area, and then there's a link to the rest of the list from the Corps. But, you know, it is a bittersweet pill. You know, we talk, it's funny how we Americans are. We talk about government has to get its house in order and cut its finances and make its budgets balance. And then when sometimes when they start doing that and cutting campsites, we think, oh, wait, we didn't mean like that, you know. So,
right.
And, you know, Senator Pryor sent out a statement yesterday in which, you know, he somewhat said that, you know, as we reduce government spending, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, we know we're going to have to prioritize and make tough budget decisions. And I'm somewhat paraphrasing what he's saying, but yeah, it's kind of a bittersweet pill. You hate to see those kind of opportunities go, but at the same time, you know that they're trying to balance budgets. So maybe that's a good thing. It'll be interesting to see what kind of feedback they get. The Corps says these are parks and these are campgrounds that are very, you know, they're not used
as much. Yeah.
So, but we'll see if that's the case.
Finally, on the CityWire, you have reaction from Arkansans to the decision by the president to approve construction of the Keystone Pipeline. You make the point that members of both parties in this state seem disappointed, at least initially.
Right. Well, you know, President Obama is saying that he didn't reject the construction based on the merits of the deal. He is. I think the Republicans in Congress and the president are playing a little political game here. Congress set a February 21st deadline. The president said that was arbitrary. It wasn't enough time to conduct what he called a full environmental assessment. Obviously, Republicans disagree. They say there's been more than enough environmental work on it. But the facts of the pipeline are is that it indeed will connect a lot of the oil sands, the oil production in Canada, with the U.S., and it'll connect that oil to the refinery region, which is Texas, Louisiana, and would have almost immediately, once they got it going, a not insignificant impact on the amount of oil we have to import from overseas. So on one hand, I understand President Obama's wanting to be a little careful with the environment. I mean, you don't want to have a big oil leak, you know, running through the plains of Kansas. But at the same time, the alternative is to ship a lot of oil across the oceans, you know, through these tankers. And I just have to wonder which is going to be safer. But anyway, yeah, both Pryor and Ross are both Democrats, Senator Pryor and Congressman Ross, in no uncertain words. They didn't mix words. They said that Obama made a wrong decision. They're disappointed, and they're going to do everything they can to get it reversed.
I know some people have speculated what this might mean for the president's numbers in Arkansas, but that seems somewhat irrelevant. Other than possibly Oklahoma and Utah, this seems to be the state least likely to tilt in the president's reelection favor.
Right. I mean, yeah, the latest polls, I think, had Obama maybe capturing 35-34% of the vote in Arkansas. I mean, it's you raise the question, could it get any worse for him in Arkansas? But, yes, there will be some key states, some of those key Midwestern states. And we got to remember South Dakota and a few other states in the country, and even maybe in South Arkansas, the old oil areas around El Dorado. I mean, oil production could become much more significant in the U.S., and if we have a pipeline that we can start building infrastructure around, that could get us to that goal that we've talked about since the 70s of energy independence.
Michael Tilley is the editor, publisher, president of thecitywire.com. Michael, as always, thank you for your time.
All right. You're welcome, Colin. Have a good weekend.
You too.